how would you describe the new record?
It has elements of everything we've done in the past, and it has some new elements. And I don't completely understand it yet. I haven't gotten away from it enough to understand what it is. You know, to me that record is still the process of making that record, which is hopefully not now. But to me, that record is the past year of my life.
How would you describe your collaborative relationship with Jeff in terms of songwriting?
I don't know. There have been times where we said, hey, let's get together and write some songs, you know? And then there have been times where I've like made these instrumental demos for him, you know, to come up with words for, you know, like literally like hand him a CD and go, hey, go sing along in your car and come up with some lyrics, you know? And it's pretty, writing with anybody is a little bit of a block you gotta get over. You gotta like kind of put yourself on the line. Here's this idea I got, what do you think of it? You know, you kind of got to plow through that, you know, and go, well, here's something of mine, I don't know, I think it's pretty good, what do you think? I think it's cool, except I'm not sure about that thing there. Maybe that should happen twice, or that melody there is too, it should go up there into the chorus, and it's got to like totally like unpossess things, you know. I mean, you have to feel, it's weird because you have to feel confident about them that you're saying, hey, let's work on this together. But at the same time, you can't possess them because they're going to change. So it's every time you do it, it's a little bit of like, let's dive in. But as soon as you get something done, you're like, whoa, that was great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like Secrets of the Sea was a really good one on that level. And
yeah,
California Stars.
Really like that song.
You know, those two were moments where like, I think this is Jeff, man, I think this is pretty cool, you know. And he's like, yeah, but that one thing, that needs to go, you're fitting like too many words in there. Is there any way we can make that a little longer and then the melody can go up and like, you know, that's it. You did the exact thing it needed, you know. But it's still tough.
Yeah.
You're opening yourself up in a weird way. Jeff, I think, almost, not resents, not a good word, something less extremely resents. But Jeff definitely resents the fact that he resents some of the attention he gets on a certain level. You know, like Jeff tweeting and the boys, you know. I mean, I think those things offend, once again, is too extreme of a word, but whatever. Those things offend him as much as they do us, to his credit, you know. You know?
Shaking sugar from a sugar spoon.
As simple as this. I mean, Jeff just, you know, all but said, I want my band back, you know? I mean,
yeah.
He may as well have said those words. He didn't. So, you know, I'm not putting words in Jeff's mouth. I'm not going to do that. He did not say, I want my band back.
Yeah.
But essentially he did. You know? And he had every right in the world to say that, you know? I mean, I think the elliptical way hyperbolic way that he said it was, I think a circle can only have one center. You know, well, what does that mean? John's going to be the center? I had been feeling a bit of an outsider for a little bit of time, you know? So it wasn't any shocker that big conversation came about. You know, I was kind of, I was either going to, you know, I was 2 days away from initiating it myself, you know, and Jeff happened to initiate it, you know. Well, I say I was 2 days away, I don't know, maybe I was 2 months away, you know.
Yeah.
Hindsight. But, you know, Jeff initiated that conversation, and I was in a lot of ways relieved. I was like, oh, okay, whew, this is, you know, all right, we're talking about this now, you know, because I'd just been feeling a little weirdness for, you know, not a super long time, but a little while, you know. I've been feeling a little weirdness. I speculate that there was a distance growing between, because I was fucking wearing 7 different hats during the making of that record. And it hampered the communication in the band, because people didn't know if they were talking to Jay Bennett, the engineer, the producer, the musician, the songwriter, you know?
Yeah.
If someone would approach me about something, maybe I barked at them, because I was engineering at the time, and they wanted to talk about some musical detail, you know? Or maybe something was going wrong with the engineering, and I barked at them because I was working on a keyboard part, you know? Or maybe I didn't bark at them. Maybe they just looked at me and said, oh, shit, Jay's busy with his engineering shit, and I really want to talk to him about the tempo of the song, or the key of the song, or the feel of the song. And I'm running around, like, admittedly, with like a chicken with my head cut off. You know, just ask my wife, you know. She'll tell you how I felt every day when I came home. And, can't blame anybody, you know?
Yeah.
You got a guy running around, and I probably should have had color-coded hats, you know?
Do you foresee working with either Wilco or Jeff Tweedy, or, you know, in some capacity in the future? Or?
I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah.
You know? I have no... I mean, put it this way. I am not a collector of enemies. I have few to none, you know?
Yeah.
I don't believe in that shit. You know, if there's anything I would want you to print in this article, is that I do not believe in holding on to anger and hatred and negative emotions, because they're all based on fear. You know, I don't have to tell you that I was hurt. There was hurt and anger and fear. You know, I don't have to tell you that. Of course there was. You know, it's like asking someone, how was your divorce? Ah, it's totally cool. I was just totally cool. Yeah, we just talked and said, hey, let's get divorced. And we were like, all right, cool.
Well, I let Junior drive last night, and he grabbed the wheel and it did all right. Well, Junior's not supposed to drive a car, but I had to get home from this bar.
So it just felt weird to have people out there lying about me when anybody who knows me knows, and I guess that's all I care about. You can't worry about, well, first of all, you probably shouldn't worry about it. Now all of a sudden the philosopher's coming out. But it's probably not a healthy thing to do, to worry about what people think about you in general.
Yeah.
And God knows people you don't know what they think about you.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like it if people liked me and their perception of me was roughly what my perception of me is. I couldn't be, you know, fucking, hey, what would I want in life, you know, right now, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I go to places like, you know, one of my best friends is the world is my partner. My manager is one of my best friends in the world, and I've delegated the responsibility to him. I have this new musical partner, Dave. I still do all this music with Edward. I have this unbelievable fucking studio with tons of great bands coming in here, and not just that. I mean, I'm in the music business to make friends and meet people. I got zero time to dwell in the past, really.
You know, I just want to throw a few comments out. I mean, I think you know from talking to me that I have, like, that above and beyond all this musical shit, I mean, I'm having the time of my life, you know? And I'm a happy person, and I'm also, like, a person for whom sense of humor, you know, just is so... It is so more important than anything else, almost, you know, in terms of my dealing with the world. And there's this bizarre notion that generated, I think, not intentionally, but not completely unintentionally, that, you know, Wilco, like, got seen as this mega serious band. And so I got seen as this mega serious person. And I was reminded of that today when someone brought in a review from a month or so ago of a show that Ed and I did up here in Toronto. And my jokes were referred to as snipes. You know?
And yeah.
Dude, I'm trying to be funny. And if I'm not funny, that's fine. Like, please accuse me of telling bad jokes before you accuse me of sniping at people. You know, we have this inside vernacular, and half of it is fucking jokes. And you take someone from the outside and you put them in that world, and all of a sudden your jokes, taken out of context, are not jokes anymore. And you read them back, you're like, that was a joke. I made a joke, and this fucking journalist turned it into, like, a serious summation of my entire involvement in this thing. And it you know, what lessons do I have to learn from that? Like, stop blabbering to journalists? Like, shut your fucking mouth, Jay. But I just can't do that. You know, I'm an honest person, and that tends to get me in trouble, but I think it only gets me in trouble with people who don't feel the overall timbre of what I'm saying. I do believe that I have something to teach people. Maybe not something hugely important, but I believe I have something to be taught by the interviewer. And I try to approach interviews that way. You know, well, first of all, I'm a teacher, you know,
yeah.
by blood. And secondly, I like to be open to learning things from other people. You know, it's what life's about to me. And we happen to live in this era where the full interview doesn't get printed. You know, in this case, because it'd already be a novella, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the way I'm going to approach interviews for the rest of my life. And it's going to bite me in the ass sometimes. Undoubtedly, it will. You know, I have faith in you that this one won't. You know, but it is going to bite me in the ass. So be it.
Yeah.
I think I found the peace. The peace of my puzzle heart. I lost it when we fell apart. Yesterday, I got down on my knees, picked up the other 90.